Castle Hill is an estate in the horse country near Charlottesville, with a long tree-lined driveway, 600 acres of rolling green land, a spectacular view of the mountains, a swimming pool, and lush gardens. The original house was built in 1765 by people who were close to Thomas Jefferson. But today, it's owned by two refugees from New York. Ray Humiston had a hedge fund there. When the market collapsed, he got out with enough money to buy a farm in Virginia for his three children and his wife, Stuart.
My first name actually is Jane, but my mother called me by my middle name and a family name. So, I don't know, it's sort of like a boy named Sue.
When the couple learned that a developer planned to build 200 homes on the mountains behind their farm, they decided to buy that property and the homestead that came with it, Castle Hill. Stuart restored the place and learned it had a long literary history.
William Cabell Reeves, who with his wife built the federal part of the house, was minister to France twice and wrote numerous historical books. And then there was Amelie, who was his granddaughter, who basically wrote the first dirty novel in America during the Victorian age called The Quick and the Dead. It would seem very tame now, but in its day, women were reading it in their closets.
Stuart Humiston wanted to share such stories and her newly renovated home with others, so she and her neighbor Hugh Wilson decided to host readers and writers retreats.
He said, well, I think I can get John Grisham and Sissy Spacek, who are both friends of his. And I said, I know Jan Karen, I think I can get Jan. And Donna Lucy wrote the book on Castle Hill, and her husband just wrote about Jefferson. And, you know, we needed to go to Monticello, so that led to Peter Hadge.
Hugh Wilson himself is a writer of screenplays. At 30, he quit a job in advertising to become an intern at Mary Tyler Moore's production company.
I got to watch the writers write and rewrite the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Rhoda, Phyllis, Bob Newhart. And it wasn't long before I sold the Bob Newhart script to them, and I became a staff writer there. And the following year, I worked for a genius of a guy, Tony Randall, very bright man, a wonderful actor. And then after that, I lucked out and created my own show, WKRP, in Cincinnati. And then I tried to make the jump over to movies. I had to take whatever I could to write and direct, and I wound up despoiling the culture by directing the first Police Academy.
He and Stuart charged about $3,500 a person to visit the mansion and meet the neighbors. Sissy Spacek, who had just published her autobiography, agreed to speak in exchange for a contribution to charity. It was, she says, a pleasure.
Meeting all these writers, John Grisham and Donna Lucy and Henry Weinchek, it's spectacular. But to be able to come to such a beautiful historic home just to see, it would be worth it if you did nothing but see this beautiful garden.
All right, happy are you?
Aside from posing with the famous actress and several well-known authors, guests at Castle Hill said they learned a lot from the experience. James Henry Harris is a published academic author and a Baptist preacher from Petersburg. Barbara Mackey is a writer who hails from Houston. And Liz Moraro is an avid reader from Miami.
I wanted to see what I could learn about writing. I have had a novel in the making, like so many writers, for the past 10 to 15 years.
I think I've really, truly made some friends for life here.
And I think I enjoyed hearing about how writers struggle, how people overcome, persevere, and then make it.
Case in point, best-selling author John Grisham, who recalled that his law firm's checking account was overdrawn on the Sunday when his wife answered a call from Grisham's agent. He had gone early to church, but she quickly caught up.
She said, you have to go call New York right now. Something big is going to happen. And I said, what? She said, there's something about movie rights to the firm. And I called my agent, and he said, I need your authority to take the highest offer from Paramount, Universal, or Disney Touchstone for the film rights to the firm.
Holy mackerel.
I said, what happened to the book rights? I didn't know if the book was going to be published. He said, we'll talk about that later. He said something like, we can't talk now because the studios are sitting by their phones for the final round of bidding. Well, the word bidding had a nice ring to it, you know. And so I thought, okay, just for fun, how much money are we talking about? He said, I'm asking for $500,000. I think I'd get $400,000. And I said, you want my authority to go do that?
The final bid was $600,000, an amount the Grishams vowed to keep secret in their small Mississippi town. The next day, Paramount issued a press release with all the details, and the Grishams made plans to move to Charlottesville. In addition to storytelling, guests visited Monticello, took in a play, dined al fresco by the pool, and vowed to return for another intriguing visit with the Humistons' Castle Hill neighbors. I'm Sandy Houseman.